Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Saturday show. Show enough. But we'll take your calls and your thoughts here. If you want, you can join us and you can bring up whatever's on your mind at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
Indeed. I'll take your calls, your thoughts. I do want to start out, because we obviously there's probably more to say about deplatforming and the insane stuff that's been going on online.
You had mentioned earlier about the 92-year-old guy that we're talking about getting arrested inside the Assange thing. I wanted to mention, too, because it brought this to mind. While the, whatever we're calling it, in D.C. happened, the protest, riots, whatever, occupation, etc. and so on, one of the two broadcasters that I was live streaming in my living room said this. The thing was led by old men. Old men led the charge. Men with canes led the way for this to occur.
Into the Capitol, you mean?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. And now, you know, I don't know what he means by old, right?
Because if you got a cane, you're probably getting up there. Let's say 60 or up.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy probably maybe mid-30s, I'm guessing, based on, you know, just a, you know, my first impressions of him. So, you know, old to him could be 45, but it could also be 92.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it was interesting to me that he that was me.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Actually, you hit the button.
Yeah.
I'm like looking around. Uh-oh.
It was, it was interesting to me that he observed that this particular thing was led by old men.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Just a thing that I noticed.
Well, I support it. I mean, I think that being an elderly person and doing activism is like a 1-2 punch combo that the state just, they have a real tough time with it.
Yeah.
Because it looks terrible, as I was saying in the last hour, that, you know, if you arrest a 92, 80, 70 plus year old guy, you know, the more old they look, the worse it is as far as a public relations nightmare for the state. But we may be to the point where the state just doesn't care how bad they look.
Well, and traditionally, the protests and things of that nature have been, at least in the United States, the youth, the college kids, the high school kids, you know, that type of thing, the young adults. Generally, that's typically their ballpark. The old people stay out of it. So, you know, if it's an indication of anything, I don't know, you make the
call.
Things
are changing, perhaps.
You make the call, but older people getting involved.
If you want to weigh in, you are welcome to do that. Our number is 603-283-6160. I was forwarded a message here that was, and I didn't check it, but allegedly written by Sophie Scholl of The White Rose. And it actually came, I think, from The White Rose Group.
Okay.
So I believe that it probably is pretty original.
What it is.
This is, so for listeners that don't know, The White Rose is a group that actually has made a comeback this year, but it hadn't been around since the 1940s, when it was originally formed in Nazi Germany as a counter-propaganda mission by a sister and brother combo. I forget the brother's name, but the Scholl sister and brother, their last name was Scholl.
Sure.
Sophie Scholl was the girl. And they printed up, you know, propaganda that was against the Nazis and were very successful in distributing it. So successful that the Nazis hunted them down and put them to death, sadly. But nonetheless, it was a great project and one that was worthy of remembering and one that is worthy of bringing back. And so kudos to whoever it is that's behind this new White Rose, which you can join their Telegram channel at t.me/jointhewhiterose. They're doing some really interesting outreach where they have a series of stickers that you can get, like graphics that you can download, and then you print them onto stickers like with a label printer. So there's like a 90 megabyte file just full of dozens of graphics.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Really like talented kind of meme style funny yet sad yet poignant kind of graphics that'll hopefully get people to think when they see them. So I think this is some of the best activism going on right now. Like, this can be more important than a protest because you can reach people quietly and one person at a time when they see these messages. So if you haven't taken the time, go check out the White Rose. You do need to have the Telegram app in order to make this work, but you can go to t.me. So in your web browser, t.me/ join the White Rose, all one word, and then that'll take you there.
So what was the thing they forwarded you?
So the statement from the original Sophie Scholl, quote, "The real damage is done by those millions who want to, quote, survive. The honest men who just want to be left in peace. Those who don't want their little lives disturbed by anything bigger than themselves. Those with no sides and no causes. Those who won't take measure of their own strength for fear of antagonizing their own weakness. Those who don't like to make waves or enemies. Those for whom freedom, honor, truth, and principles are only literature. Those who live small, mate small, die small. It's the reductionist approach to life. If you keep it small, you'll keep it under control. If you don't make any noise, the boogeyman won't find you. But it's all an illusion, because they die too. Those people who roll up their spirits into tiny little balls so as to be safe. Safe? From what? Life is always on the edge of death. Narrow streets lead to the same place as wide avenues, and a little candle burns itself out just like a flaming torch does. I choose my own way to burn." I just thought that was really nice.
Nice.
Very, very, very beautiful. Well thought. Arguing that, you know, maybe you should live.
It hits home a little bit. Yeah. You know, for the longest...
Instead of cowering.
For the longest time, I was just, you know, going about my life, doing my thing. Yeah, paying my taxes.
Yep.
You know, my taxes.
Mm.
And, you know, largely ignoring politics. Largely ignoring the system. And it wasn't until, you know, I decided to go on this, like, I'll call it a journey of self-discovery, right? Because I found myself with a bunch of time in the internet. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to find out, where do I fall on this political spectrum? And I did a bunch of looking and reading and watching, and it was sort of the dawn of the YouTube, you know, the celebritarians and all that kind of stuff was coming up. I discovered Free Talk Live through that avenue, a bunch of other folks, authors and speakers and philosophers and things of that nature. And I discovered that I was none of the above.
Mm-hmm.
I was not a Republican. I was not a Democrat. I was not a large L libertarian. I was not a Tea Partier. I was not a centrist. I in fact, had existed as an anarchist unbeknownst to me from the ages of 16 through almost 19. living, you know, without identification, outside the system, you know, working, living, getting by, you know, all that kind of a thing. So, you know, at times I'll refer to myself as the accidental anarchist, because when I figured out what I was, which was none of the above, the only term that could aptly be applied would be an anarchist. And so I was like, well, I was already that, except a while ago, you know, before I started paying taxes and all that kind of stuff and being a, quote, legitimate, unquote, human being, according to the system. And so I discovered all of that, and then it was like, well, what do I do about it? And for a while, I just sort of struggled with it. It's like, well, I still want to live my life. I still want to do the things that I love and all that kind of stuff. And the longer time went on, the more it just sort of ate at me, because it was like I made this discovery that a lot of people don't make. You know, and the first thing I wanted to do was yell it from the rooftops. And, of course, that went over not well with all of my friends and family and all that kind of thing. Because I'm like, hey, everybody, I've discovered that this system is awful and horrible. And it does nothing but horrible things. And it's based on immorality. You know, and everybody's like, ah, shut up and just go do your job. And,
I'm missing my TV show. Quiet.
Yeah, exactly. And so I was like, well, wait a minute. How, you know, I was taken aback. And so it took me a while. But I don't think I can do nothing again. I can't go back. I can't. Yeah. It's like that guy in the Matrix. Why, right. Oh, why didn't I take the blue pill? Right? I can't
get unplugged. I can't plug back in or whatever.
I can't. And like sometimes this happens with people in the Liberty community. They'll identify themselves as like an anarchist, for example. And then they'll go back to being statist. somehow. And it's like, I don't think you can if you ever really were an anarchist. I don't think that you can actually go back. I don't think it's possible.
I don't know. I've seen so many people do it.
Once you're awake, I mean, maybe they do in act and in function, but in mind, I don't think they ever can.
I don't know. 603-283-6160. I want to believe what you're saying, Captain, but, I mean, people like Chris Cantwell went back, and I've seen others do it, too, who should have known better, and there's just no explaining it besides that they just changed their mind and they decided they wanted power. More coming up.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DIVIProject.org.
Tired of cancel culture? Sick of mega tech corporations holding an axe over your head? Join the LRN.FM Matrix chat server. It's self-hosted, so no one else can tell us what to do or say. Don't like the existing channels? You can make your own. You can even connect into some of our channels from other Matrix servers. It's federated. For the full LRN.FM Matrix experience, though, you should join our server via the step-by-step instructions at chat.lrn.fm. chat.lrn.fm.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live, Saturday show, open phones. as always. We're here live. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio tonight, Ian and the captain, as normal, are being joined by a special guest host who just, I don't know, showed up.
Elstone.
Hey. Welcome back.
Thanks.
From somewhere in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I was in the area. I just had dinner. Stopped in here.
Where were you having dinner?
I just got some Burger King's.
Boo. Traitor.
Thought you might have been at the Keen Great.
Yeah. You're not spending crypto and you're in Keen?
No, actually, I just did a show on Freedom Decrypted, co-hosted with Chris.
Oh, nice. That's a good show.
We just finished up. I was heading out, grabbed some dinner, stopped in here. Yeah.
Doing the circuit tonight, then.
Apparently. Yeah.
FreedomDecrypted.com is the number. So we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here. But first, I do want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. If you've heard the news about Bitcoin, it's been setting record highs.
Hard to not hear about it. People I know that aren't even into Bitcoin
are texting
me like, hey, congrats on the Bitcoin, bro. Mm-hmm. Well done. Like, they don't even know.
Yep.
You know?
$40,979 right now is the price of Bitcoin. Also, the price of Bitcoin Cash had a little boost
it
up
sure
today.
It sure did.
As well. So that's nice to see happen. Let's see. Where's Bitcoin Cash at right now?
$500?
Looks like, yeah, over $500. $571 nice. For one Bitcoin Cash. I actually had a lady, I did a giveaway of both Dash and Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah.
Like over the last two or three years here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, I was running ads on the radio here, just trying to get people who'd never been into crypto before to try it out. You know, hey, you send me your wallet addresses, or I'll help you get a wallet, because some people need their hands held through it, right? Help you get a wallet, you install it, and then give me your Dash and Bitcoin Cash address, and I'll send you some free crypto. And the crypto that I sent was about $50 worth at the time. And now it's over $100 worth.
Nice.
So,
great.
Yeah, nice. If they held on to it. I mean, they may or may not have, right? So, all right, 603-283-6160. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Then we'll talk about some of this crazy deplatforming that's been going on here over just the last 24 hours, let alone the last 4 years. It's really gotten accelerated within the last 24 to 48 hours. But let's go to Jet first. He's in Vegas. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Yeah, I wanted to pass on three little quick tips. Number one, never say my taxes. They're not your taxes. They're some tyrant's taxes. Mm. Number two, you know, I've always been promoting lately the concept that people with titles are just other people who have no more right to do anything than you or I do. Mm-hmm. But there's something kind of really important at the basis of that. Even at the beginning of this country, a group of people had to get together and tell themselves, we hereby grant ourselves the rights, powers, and authority to grant ourselves rights, powers, and authorities. In other words, everything they do is called usurpation. Mm. It's something that they just make up. And somehow we've all been tranquilized, stupefied to believe that that's an okay process.
Well, it's not but somehow. It's they run the schools, and so they've indoctrinated people for 13 years at least. That's presuming they didn't go to college. You tack another two or four years onto that. So they did this.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole idea that a bunch of men with fancy wigs standing around in a room 200-plus years ago can somehow bind anyone but the men in that room is absolute pure fantasy.
I hereby declare that I shall grant myself powers over other men judged solely by me and my vast expertise on ruling over other men.
Right. Not a single, not a single one of us consented to that.
But that's all I had was to remind people that, you know, people with titles are just other people and they make up everything. They just kind of, conjuring up, kind of like witchcraft is conjure up.
I'm curious what you think of my titles. As you may or may not know, I am Lord Reverend Captain Kickass.
Well, I think you should add doctor in there.
I would if somebody would give me an honorary doctorate.
Okay, poof. You're an honorary doctor.
Sweet! All right. By the power vested in you, Jet, I am now Dr. Lord
Reverend.
That's
right. I hereby grant myself the power to grant you doctorship.
I summon full authority.
That's right.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I'll start my practice
now. Wait a minute. Jet, wasn't there a third point? I thought the whole people and titles was point number two.
Well, that was.
I thought you said you had three points.
I kind of forgot the third one.
Okay, no worries. Happens to me all the time. Okay.
Except that Bitcoin Cash went 34% today.
Was it 34%?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, whether it will stay up or not is a whole other question, but I sure hope it does. It'd be nice to see Bitcoin Cash have a bit of a resurgence. So right on.
Yeah, I'm sitting here watching a run on Ethereum.
Oh, I was just going to mention that, too. I think it's near the all-time high now. I think the all-time high for Ethereum was $1,400. I'm looking at $1,311 for Ethereum.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yep. I got my... Yeah, it's hard to know whether to cash out a little bit, you know, because it's going to fall at some point, put it back in. You know.
Well, and also the question is, are we going to see what some have termed alt season? So in the world of cryptocurrency, for listeners that aren't familiar, I mean, most people have heard of Bitcoin,
yes.
Right? Probably way fewer people have heard of any of the rest of them,
right.
Including Bitcoin Cash or, you know, Dash, Ethereum, some of these other ones. And we are seeing a resurgence in, I mean, even Dash in just the last week has been up, if you look at U.S. dollars, is up 29%.
Bitcoin killed Cash. Me. I've been sitting on that for months.
And Bitcoin Cash is much bigger than Dash is these days. And Bitcoin Cash, as you said, up quite a bit. This according to the statistics in the last week, it's up 60%. So, I mean, very, very...
Okay, Bitcoin, just blew through 41 again.
Good. Nice. So, but some people call this alt season when, you know, Bitcoin runs up and then the alts run up at some point. You know, the question is, when will that happen? Because until recently, the alts have just not—they've just been kind of idling, basically, compared to Bitcoin.
Right.
I'm actually glad to see that.
Well, I think more people are buying into a lot of smaller people are buying into the Bitcoin. Plus, I don't know if what's his name, the Tesla guy, has dumped his load in yet.
Yeah.
He promised to do that here pretty soon.
Did he?
Maybe
okay.
Piecemeal.
Because I know he's talked about Dogecoin in the past, and he has mentioned Bitcoin. It's not been clear as to how much of it that he has.
I think he only brings it up when it's in the news already.
Yeah,
it seems to be his MO. Like, he doesn't talk about cryptocurrency when it's not already in the news. And then when it's in the news, he wants to jump on the train wagon and get his name in the news by just saying Bitcoin.
Hey, Jet, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 603-283-6160.
Toll-free?
Did I say that? Wow.
The telephone number is.
That's right. The phone number, 603-283-6160.
Don't worry, I've done it.
Words just come out of my mouth, man.
You've been doing it for how long, man? I mean, come on.
All right, so we'll talk about tech. You know, we've been discussing Bitcoin here, but also, and Bitcoin's the good news. Like, that's the best news in the world of tech right now, the world of finance. It's Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. The rest of the news in the world of tech, deplatforming, repression, suppression, censorship, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
You know, it's not by government, so maybe it's not technically censorship, but it is definitely, keeping opinions down. That much is for sure. Restricting what people can say on these reported platforms. 603-283-6160, if you want to join us. Have you been deleted by the tech companies?
Free Talk Live.
If anybody else wanted to know how to do it, y'all gave them the information, and plus how to get illegal drugs, how to get hand grenades, and this is a free country, but I don't, you know, but you what? Gave out web addresses, Silk something.
The Silk Road is a revolutionary website that allows people to buy from the black market in a much safer manner than they currently buy, and I'm all about harm reduction, Bob. I think that reducing harm...
Oh, this is
harm...
great for a free country. Let's get everybody on to safer illegal drugs. Drugs.
Do you think anybody did crack
after
watching our show
that
had never done it before?
That's part of your liberty, that because it's okay with a lot of people, let's make sure we have it, let's keep advertising.
No, I think that it is not my right to tell you what is right or wrong to put in your body, and nor is it your business to tell me what is right or wrong to put in my body or what I'm going to do with my uterus.
Free Talk Live, 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 Eastern, live on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A West Virginia lawmaker facing federal charges for breaching the Capitol building has resigned. Republican delegate Derek Evans stepped down from his position in a statement on Saturday, saying he would focus on his personal situation and allow the legislature to focus on its business. Evans is facing charges of violent entry and disorderly conduct. Indonesian officials say a passenger jet carrying 62 people is believed to have crashed into the sea on Saturday, minutes after taking off from Jakarta's Soekarno-Hatta International Airport. Air traffic controllers lost contact with the Boeing 737-500 aircraft about 4 minutes after takeoff. The country's transportation ministry says more than a dozen vessels, including four warships, have been deployed for a search and rescue operation. Debris has been found believed to be from the plane, but there had been no confirmation as night fell in the area. This is USA Radio News. Twitter has permanently suspended President Trump's account after what they called a risk to further incitement of violence. Congressman Tom McClintock disagrees, saying that allowing corporations to be gatekeepers of speech is dangerous. The California Republican tells Fox News that banning the president could be a step towards the loss of free speech.
The reason is because words and thoughts can be countered by better words and thoughts. That's why we have a First Amendment. What we're hearing now, something fundamentally different, is to set up government or corporate officials to decide what speech is acceptable and what is not. That's a very dangerous power that can quickly become abused. The president did not call on these rioters to break into the Capitol and to impede the Congress's work. He gave a very fiery speech. I thought it showed very poor judgment, but it was no more fiery a speech than what we're hearing from the Democrats now, freedom of speech. And the moment we begin punishing that or censoring that, we've lost our First Amendment and we may never get it back.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Them into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones as always, 603-283-6160. You may call in about anything you'd like. With you in the studio tonight is Ian Stone and the Captain. The number again, 603-283-6160. You can call us over our Matrix chat server. Chat.lrn.fm gets you to the step-by-step instructions you need to get connected to said chat server. If you already know what you're doing with Matrix, you can just use matrix.lrn.fm. That's the actual server URL. But the instructions are at chat.lrn.fm. And if you call us through that, then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. And it takes a little bit more to kind of get that up and rolling, but, man, it's worth the effort. Because if you sound better, we might want to have you on for longer and talk to you more, that kind of thing.
That's true.
So well, otherwise, call us at 603-283-6160. We were just talking about Bitcoin briefly with one of our callers, the price having broken 42,000 within the last 2 days. It's currently at about $41,000. And a question from SimpleMan48 in our Twitch chat. By the way, we are on Twitch and DLive for now until we get, you know, deplatformed. But twitch.lrn.fm will take you to the Twitch feed. And that's where SimpleMan48 says, is the value of crypto going up or is the value of the dollar going down?
Oh, excellent question.
Or could it be both would be my response.
Go. Yeah.
Yeah,
because, yes, the government gang and all of the governments around the planet are printing more and more and more money, so clearly that is going to result in things like the price of Bitcoin, the price of gold, and these other alternatives likely rising over time.
The other thing,
but that's not the only factor.
No, the other factor that I think is largely occurring is there is a high demand and a low supply.
with Bitcoin.
No, this is planned.
There's
this
a higher demand than ever.
Correct. And so
and
that
a lower
means,
supply than ever.
And that means that the price is going to go up because now it's more valuable.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a law of economics. It's hard to avoid that.
It's
one.
Simple
yeah.
economics. When you go to public schools, you know, they try and teach you basic economics, I think. They didn't teach me, really. But basic economics is supply and demand.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you really need to know. Everything else is interference with that. And so here we have a classic example of a finite supply and a huge demand.
True. It's true. It's true. So, I think you're definitely seeing Bitcoin going up faster than the rate of inflation.
That's not to say that there isn't inflation. Yes, they are putting more dollars into the economy on a daily basis, it seems.
And they're not slowing that down.
Trillions of them at a time,
seems. They're going to open up the floodgates, I'm sure, if they, as though 2020 weren't bad enough. I bet you 2021 is going to outdo it.
If they manage to actually implement UBI on the government's dole, as it were, watch out. Venezuela's going to look like a small-time operator. Yeah.
All right, so let's go to your phone calls first here. Let's talk to Padre calling us from out west there in New Mexico. Padre, you're on Free Talk Live. Oh, did I press the wrong button? I did, didn't I? Padre.
No, you didn't.
There you are.
Yeah. Button.
You're on now. Go ahead. You're on
Hello.
The air. You are on the air. Padre, go ahead.
Okay, I can just barely hear you.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Okay, there you go. We're good now. Can you hear me okay?
I got you, brother. Go ahead.
I love you guys because we get a chance to call in and our voices are heard.
Indeed.
I'm calling from New Mexico, Cuba, New Mexico, but I was looking at my tax bill and they raised my tax bill by $142.80. That goes to Laura M. Montoya.
Okay, are we talking about a property tax bill? We're talking about property taxes?
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. Go ahead.
They wanted to steal my property away from me.
Yes, that's what they do.
And I worked very hard for it and saved. I'm an Irish immigrant, and I've worked very hard to buy a piece of land.
Yes, and they did nothing. But they think they deserve a fraction of it.
They want a big portion of it. But I can look at this thing here, and I see Sandoval County debt. I see New Mexico state debt.
Mm-hmm.
I see debt and all the stuff that they want to build down there. And I don't even live in Cuba. I live outside of Cuba. So why doesn't the state of California charge me for their debt or somebody else in New Mexico that I don't even live close to? I want to know why I'm paying the village of Cuba debt.
Well,
and
because
their capital improvements.
Padre, it's simply because if you don't pay them, they will send you threatening letters. If you ignore the threatening letters, they will send men with guns to threaten to put you in a cage. And if you resist that, then they purport the authority to end your life if you don't pay them.
And they'll claim that that's all civilized.
I doubt that Laura M. Montoya is going to come arrest me.
Oh, no, she has
men. I have never met her. I don't know who she is. I know she's a scoundrel. Sandoval County Treasurer.
She's a scoundrel, I'm sure, but she has...
Michelle Lujan Grisham is going to come arrest
me. No, they have men. They have men who will do that.
I see them in their black cars and their black uniforms.
Yes. Just like
and
a
I
criminal gang.
I graduated valedictorian in the Mexico Law Enforcement Academy in 1993.
Who was?
Really?
You were?
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes. And I quit that.
Why? Why did you quit?
I quit that job because it was a bunch of little boys with guns and badges and uniforms playing cowboys and Indians, and I had already been in the United States military.
Wow.
Well, good on you for recognizing it.
And they hung out and got drunk and showed me their backup weapons and all the stuff they did, and it just disgusted me.
See, that's what happens to good cops, by the way. Your story is what happens to good cops. They can't handle it. They can't handle being around these guys, and they just say, that's it.
There's very few good cops, unless they have families that they have to support, and they have nothing better.
By the way,
maybe the people that were going up to march on the Capitol building in their walkers and their canes and their wheelchairs, maybe they're just vets that got blown apart in the war. I don't know. I wasn't there.
But Greg, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. By the way, the according to usdebtclock.org, New Mexico's state debt $17.6 and change billion dollars and counting. It's a pretty handy little website that shows you the debt of course, the U.S. and then also all the state governments. But Greg, thank you for the call. We go to Tim in Washington. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Tim, what's on your mind?
Well, I kind of landed on your radio station because I was started talking about Bitcoin. So
welcome.
I'm learning quite a bit about that. So thank you.
Yeah, sure.
I do appreciate it. So a little bit of a complaint,
okay.
I guess, lack of better terms. So I long time law enforcement, long time.
Mm.
And I know there's a lot of bashing that's going on with law enforcement, but I got to tell you, I've worked with a lot of really good people, and I'd like to classify myself as one of those because there's certain things that you do and you don't do. Every investigation is supposed to be fair, impartial, and unbiased without the threat of harm or threat of retaliation. Same goes for an interview. And when you go down those roads and you start dealing with the principles of a good investigation, ability, opportunity, and motive, if you are tagging those things and doing it appropriately, and you're going into an investigation with an open mind, you get good quality cases. And look, I've done thousands of cases. I've dealt in child exploitation, sex abuse, sexual assault, homicide stuff, you know, deep assaults and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There are people out there that cannot defend themselves. And that's what law enforcement's there for.
Well, generally, law enforcement shows up kind of late, right? Like, to most situations, you have to be prepared to defend yourself or at least have some way of you know, doing that because the law enforcement is, you know, just minutes away when seconds count.
So I have a question for you, Tim.
Okay.
I have a question. Hang on.
Let me respond to that real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
There's a lot of people who can't defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're either outgunned or they're outmanned or they don't have the skill or ability to do such. You see that a lot happening in DV situations. Okay, so we respond to those calls, and we help those people, and I respond to those for the purpose of defending those who cannot defend themselves. And a lot of times when we take that, you know, the primary aggressor, the perpetrator, to jail for the purpose of they assaulted them.
Hold that thought, Tim. I'll continue with you here in a moment. It sounds like he's actually a cop that is investigating crimes with a victim in a lot of cases, which is, you know, refreshing when the police actually go after, you know, criminals that have created victims. Unfortunately, they frequently go after innocent, peaceful people who've never harmed another.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. You can dial toll. Oh, you can't dial toll free. You can dial normal. 603-283-6160, and honestly, we got plenty of calls here, so I don't really think toll-free makes much of a difference these days. Nah. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is me, Ian
Stone.
I'm the captain.
And I want you to know about Liberty.menu. If you are a liberty-minded person running a business and you want, let's say, some new customers, you want to get the word out about your business, and you want to do it for free, go to liberty.menu. It is a tool for the liberty community. As long as you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you belong at liberty.menu, and you can use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge over at liberty.menu. Speaking of badges, we've got Tim on the line in Washington, originally called about Bitcoin, but had some thoughts you wanted to share about being a police officer for a long time. And you say you've known a lot of good people in the policing business. And, you know, I don't doubt that a lot of people get into policing for good reasons. But unfortunately, what we end up hearing from a lot of the folks in policing who've been, I think, honest about their experience, and I'm not saying you've been dishonest. I think that this is your experience and it is what it is. But we've also had people tell us that the corruption rises up through the ranks and that there's a ton of bad cops and that the good cops that are out there are too afraid to do anything about the bad cops.
No, that's not true. That is absolutely not true.
Well, that's what some cops told me. Why would they lie about that?
Because I've put bracelets on cops that have been bad myself.
Really? Give me an example.
So, no. Sexual abuse of a minor. Arrested that guy for it.
Okay.
That happened twice while I was working. DUI. Arrested him for that.
Hmm.
Local municipality. DUI. Arrested him for that. See,
wow.
there's a difference between... In my opinion, okay, so there's a difference between doing law enforcement, you know, you talk about the thin blue line that we don't go against our own. That's a crock because it's the bad guys that make us look bad.
Mm.
And I don't believe in that.
See, that's the thing.
I don't believe in that philosophy.
What makes cops look bad? Here, let me tell you what makes cops look bad. Because it's not when cops arrest real bad guys. To me, I'm like, right on. You know, go after the murderers, the rapists, the arsonists. Please, go after the property, vandals. That's fine. I support the police when they do those sorts of things. What makes the cops look bad is when they target innocent, peaceful people for things like possession of drugs or selling, marijuana or being 20 and having a beer and having the police harass and threaten and arrest and ruin those people's lives. That's what makes them look bad.
Okay, so let's go to the marijuana thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're starting to change those laws.
True.
But I was working in a time when marijuana and consumption was the Class A misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So consuming and driving, those two don't work.
Okay, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Those two don't work.
Okay, but I'm not talking about that. So let's put that one aside. Okay, I'm talking about all the other drug-related crimes where there's no victim or not even a potential for a victim, just somebody with possession or somebody with dealing or growing.
So how did you get there? So how did you get there? That was, so
how did
it goes
you get
back
where?
To the same principle. You talk about law enforcement engaging in conversation or engaging them with people who are committing basically small-time crimes, okay? Things that really don't need to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, you can send those people home.
And there are some cops who do the right thing and look the other way and mostly leave those people alone. And I applaud those officers for doing that.
They're using discretion.
Right.
I have a question.
And that's what the law allows you to do.
It
so
does.
It's a policy.
It
allows you to give you discretion.
But unfortunately, many cops don't use discretion, and they enforce to the maximum. And that's why we see hundreds of thousands, if not over a million people a year, arrested for various different so-called drug crimes, none of which have a victim. So if you want to know why people don't like the police, it's because the police seem to be constantly looking for reasons to put them in a prison cell. Them, their family members, their friends, their neighbors. I mean, this war on drugs has been a war against our friends and family. That's what it's been.
I will agree to disagree with that.
What part?
And the reason I say this is because that wasn't my focus. Never was my focus.
Good. You sound like you're somebody who's actually enforced some real crimes. Like, you've actually gone after real criminals. You mentioned rape. You mentioned you've done investigations of domestic violence and other violent crimes. So kudos to you for that. But have you arrested people for drug possession?
Yes, and it was when they were behind the wheel.
Okay, but on no other occasion?
Yes. Have I arrested somebody with drugs who was not committing, theoretically, a crime against another person?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Under what circumstance?
Beyond what needs to be. The amount would basically, which would classify as distributing.
Well, so Tim's illustrating,
so what?
Tim's illustrating my point here, and if I may interrupt for just a second, Tim, I have a question I would like to ask you. Now, let's say that you are the world's most upstanding police officer. You only arrest the criminals committing real crimes, etc., and so on. I'm willing to give you that for the sake of this discussion. What incentive do police officers have to do that?
To do what?
Use discretion.
To use their discretion and only arrest people and only intervene when there's an actual crime, meaning harm to a person or harm to somebody's property. What incentive do police have to do the right thing instead of the wrong thing?
Your training and experience, your background. It's how you were trained.
That's not incentive.
You're trained
not
with
incentive.
The, you're trained
no,
with
it's
the
not incentive.
If you live by the principles
right.
of what the law is about, then you don't have. You
yeah,
have
you're
to
just
have
saying you have to be a good person
to make contact.
Yeah, that's not something you can rely on for government agents. Like, you cannot rely on your overlords and rulers being good people to you. That's not something a free society does.
Well, right, because the incentives of policing.
Let's have a common agreement here. Hmm. Do I believe that all law enforcement officers are good? Hell no.
Okay.
I've known many to be bad.
Yeah.
As I went through the years and the ranks of going up the ranks and what have you, I've known quite a few of them. Badge heavy issues.
Sure.
Some people have a a bone to pick on a particular crime.
Yeah.
And they want to go out and they want to enforce that application of it. Some of those are heavy-handed. I absolutely do not agree with that one on any level, but I had a significant years of the background in martial arts, so I was able to not have to do that on that level.
Okay, so let's just say that I have a problem with the quality of job that you've done as a police officer.
Sure, and that's happened.
What recourse do I have? What choice do I have in the matter?
You have actually multiple choices. So are you a victim?
I'm just a citizen observing the job that police have done in my community. You just happen to be in my community, theoretically. And I am dissatisfied with the job that you've done over the past, 2 years or whatever it's been that you've been on the
force. There was that female veteran that went in the Capitol House, got shot in the neck and killed. I mean, what's her recourse?
Well, first of all, an investigation needs to determine what happened. That's level one.
She was unarmed, okay. She had broken, she broke into the place. Big deal. She didn't commit violence. She wasn't threatening to commit violence against someone other than burgling, possibly. That's not an executable
offense. Let's not get down into the details. There's certainly plenty of, as you admitted, bad cops out there who've done terrible things to other human beings, and in a lot of cases, they get promoted. They don't actually get stopped.
Isn't that the truth of the matter?
Yeah.
Promoted to the highest level of incompetency. I understand that one.
Yeah, so to go back to Captain's question is, what sort of recourse, if any, do people have about that?
So recourse number one, they obviously have a supervisor. So depending on the type
of
crime and what actions had occurred, they have a supervisor.
Yeah, and if the supervisor is corrupt too, they're going to throw your complaint right in the circular file.
Okay, and I go back to the same issue. The way I'm trained, the way I do business, your complaint is to be taken fair, impartial, unbiased, without the threat of harm or retaliation. Okay? Now, that is supposed to move up. If the complaint is valid, number one, that's a key issue, is whether it's valid. Because, look, as a supervisor, I got a lot of complaints, and quite a few of them were invalid.
Sure.
On the same token, we got a lot of complaints, and they are valid. So that then moves to an AI, an administrative investigation, to determine two things. Did you violate policy, or did you violate law? If you violated law, it moves to a criminal investigation. You violate a policy, it goes to an internal investigation.
And more often than not, Tim, and I thank you for the call, and you're welcome to call back anytime to continue the discussion.
Please.
I definitely want to get some other voices on here. But more often, those internal investigations and criminal investigations, they close the book and they say, well, looks like you did it by the book. Everything's totally fine here, as there's, a trail of bodies and burned, houses.
And they keep it secret. They keep it secret.
In some cases, they do. Tim, thank you for the call tonight. And that's why one of the reasons why people are just so upset about this. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.